Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer. Top local story, the Rose Parade in Pasadena is going ahead tomorrow morning, despite the major surge of COVID cases around L.A. County. Campers can begin claiming their spots along the parade route later today.
Overnight camping is being allowed, but nothing can be set out on the sidewalk before noon. It will be cold out, so dressing in layers is recommended.
Wear, you know, beanies, gloves, thick socks and shoes, because if you keep your head and your feet warm, the rest of the body should follow, hopefully.
Lisa Durdarian with the city of Pasadena says every year the fire department walks the parade route because they see warming fires that are not legal and will be immediately extinguished.
Such as people that put firewood in like washing machine bins, those embers can easily cause injury and or fire to adjacent structures. So that's a concern every year.
With the pandemic still upon us, she encourages people to act responsibly by not commingling with people outside the group they came with and wearing masks. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Holly Mitchell, chairwoman of the Yelling County Board of Supervisors, is appealing for people to rethink their New Year's Eve plans.
Large gatherings is probably not in our individual or collective best interest this year. I want you to all think about the impact your individual actions really could have on both our healthcare workers and our healthcare infrastructure.
And she says she's going to be watching the Rose Parade on TV. Kaiser Permanente has announced a big change in its role in the Rose Parade because of the surge of infections. The giant company says its float, called A Healthier Tomorrow, will still be part of the procession along Colorado Boulevard, but it has now dropped plans for 20 of its frontline medical workers to either ride on the float or walk beside it. Kaiser says doing that to ensure the health of its staff and the patients that they treat. Governor Newsom has declared states of emergency in L.A., Orange, and San Bernardino counties, along with 17 other counties, because of the impact of this week's storms. That move is going to make more state resources available to the affected areas in responding to and recovering from problems caused by the rain. Governor is also asking the federal government for immediate help in repairing storm-damaged roads and highways. The record storm saturated hillsides and increased the risk of rock slides. Pete DiMatteo, less than 50 yards away when it happened in Las Virgenes Canyon.
I was doing an interview with CHP Officer Leon Hines. He just finished saying there was significant risk of hillsides collapsing when the earth becomes super saturated, and then it did just that.
Oh, look there out. It goes.
It's down!
Hands up!
That's what we were trying to stop.
Oh, my.
One of the boulders was the size of my Chevy Tahoe work truck, and a public works crewman estimated the weight at close to 15 tons. It was surrounded by a half a dozen other boulders half the size of a refrigerator. A massive skip loader managed to clear the road, and traffic was allowed to flow in both directions, but there will still be a major risk of other slides happening throughout the next few days. In Las Virgenes Canyon near Malibu, Pete DiMatteo, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And the storm looks like it broke a bunch of records across the area. Dumped 2.3 inches of rain in downtown L.A. within one 24-hour period. That shattered an old daily record that dated all the way back to 1936. And new one-day records also set in Long Beach, Lancaster, Camarillo, and Oxnard, along with other places. One top California health expert is warning that the current surge in COVID cases may force temporary school closures. Dr. Peter Chin Hong of UC San Francisco says the explosion in virus infections putting a lot of strain on the system.
We rely on testing to keep kids in school now, tests to stay. We don't have enough tests soon, even though kids were given tests to bring home by Governor Newsom. You know, it's going to lead to more disruptions again.
California Department of Education has been working to distribute at-home COVID tests. As L.A. County sees another COVID surge, with daily cases topping 20,000, can we expect it to become a winter illness?
This
virus will probably transition into being one of our seasonal respiratory viruses. And like most of our respiratory viruses, they do tend to get worse in the winter.
Cedars-Sinai internal medicine specialist Dr. Nicole Van Groningen.
I don't think it's going to continue to be so severe, especially not like what we had last year with our hospitals completely overloaded, our ICUs just beyond capacity, so many patients unfortunately getting very sick and passing away. The hope is that it will get continually more mild.
We asked if that means someone who gets COVID won't feel any symptoms.
Mild to me means you're not coming into the hospital. You don't need to be on oxygen. You don't need a ventilator. But mild could be worse than the worst flu you've ever had.
By the way, she said best to stay home for New Year's Eve or just gather with a few people. Jan Stevens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
As the Omicron variant spreads, Hollywood producers and labor unions are considering some possible changes to the industry's COVID-19 safety protocols. And the contract covering the current rules expires in 2 weeks. The LA Times says both sides are already talking about how to deal with the surge of new infections. A new law takes effect tomorrow, requiring Californians to recycle their food scraps and leftovers, part of the state's efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Table scraps should now be put into the same trash bin used for lawn and grass clippings. The goal is to reduce the amount of organic waste sent to landfills and turn it into compost or mulch instead.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.